Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's the morning after a Gulf Breeze City Council meeting, and so we always like to have Sam Abel, our city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, on. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, in all candor, I looked over the agenda last night, and I think I fell asleep reading it. I know a lot of times government's boring. You know, a lot of times you just have to do the things you have to do, and that's fine. So I didn't see anything that we need to talk about from that. But you and I were talking before we got on the air, and you said that there's been another thing that you do want to talk about with utility lines and things. What's going on?
That's right. And it's somewhat related to something that we had on the agenda, Andrew. Last night, we had approving a master engineering agreement for about a $12 million contract for the remaining septic to central sewer homes that we have inside the city. So that's a big grant. But the reason why the council were approving that agenda item is we're learning as we go that by awarding smaller contracts to different companies means that it's more disruptive to our neighborhoods. So how this relates is that if we're going to be opening the road, and I mean, we're talking about digging, a huge line, a huge trench that's anywhere from 7 to maybe, 12 feet deep. We're going to go ahead and at that same time, as we're laying sewer, we're going to replace if there's an old water line or old natural gas line, do it all then, right? That way you repave the road, least disruptive. So it is so frustrating as we're looking at, doing the same type of work down Highway 98 that we are having so much disruption for our customers that we are comparing the data to the two historic storm seasons we had in 2020 and 21.
What?
So at that time, we had 28 named storm events in the Gulf. And we, it was like whack-a-mole with different service disruptions. That is what we are experiencing, with our Gulf Breeze utilities. Now, as you know, Andrew, we provide utilities on Pensacola Beach. We provide natural gas, and we provide natural gas, reclaimed water and sewer stretching, to Holly Navarre.
Right.
And at this time, you have your private telecom companies who have subbed out work where they're getting paid per the linear foot. And so where they should be calling, 811, waiting on those, utility line locates, and in some cases they have, but they go outside the right of way. They're actually on private property. I mean, they are just, time is money. So they're working like a zipper, and they're just hitting other utilities and private irrigation as they go. On top of that, you have, because of the growth pressures in South Santa Rosa, you have other governmental agencies who have subbed, out work or contracted out the work. Andrew, last week, we had a contractor who had a trench open, was looking at a water main and a natural gas main, and managed to hit them both.
What?
So last night, right as I walked into the council meeting, I had a call that we had a contractor hit our main water line coming. It was at Bayshore, which is just east of Naval Live Oaks. It is the water main that serves all of our customers inside the city. And so that was hit by a contractor. So, utility workers were working until 10 o'clock last night to maintain pressure. This is happening on average about 2 to 3 times a week. So we're working to pull that data for our council. And at the same time, we are working on updating our right-of-way ordinance. Our residents are asking, we need stricter enforcement. When, we have contractors who aren't waiting on these line locates, we need to make sure that we're holding them accountable. So you can expect that will be coming, to our mayor and council for discussion in the weeks ahead.
Wow. So I just want to go back to the beginning of your comments, because I didn't understand it at the time what you were saying. You're saying that because of contractors and workers nicking, power lines, gas lines, water mains, whatever the case may be, it's happening 2 to 3 times a week. It's actually inhibiting your ability to deliver utilities or affecting utilities to the city, as often as the disruptions in the major hurricane seasons that we've had in the past. Like, that's the level of impact that you're experiencing. Is that,
and
including the water main last night during the city council meeting for, hey, welcome to Monday.
That's exactly right. That's right. So let me tell you, last weekend, I called our after hours, service, central line to say, hey, now, we've had a call. It's now, about an hour later, this homeowner is still waiting for our service workers to come out. Where are they? And the response that I received is that we have major water outages in the Tiger Point area. I said, what address? There isn't just one address. It is everywhere. I could hear the phones in the background, Andrew. And so, what is happening is it's happening in more than one place, sometimes within the same time frame.
Yeah.
So how about this? Why don't we have all of your listeners who have been impacted by contractors hitting the line in the Gulf Breeze utility region, all reach out and everyone text Andrew so he can let's do a random sampling right now.
All right, hey, I'm fine with it. 437-1620. If it's you, all you got to do is text me what the service was, or text me outage or whatever.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, we'll collate it and I'll send you the numbers.
Perfect. Let's see. This is efficient government.
Yeah. What's your time frame? How far back do you want them to go? Like 2 weeks, a month?
I would really like to, in all seriousness, I want to compare it to the two historic storm seasons in 2020 to 21.
Okay, so if they've had an outage in the last like 3 months?
Oh, yes. If they've had an outage, let's say in the last, definitely in the last 3 months, there's a significant peak.
Okay, 437-1620. I'll be the suffering stuck pig on this one. That's fine. We'll just get all the texts and I'll tell you the number. Hang on for just a second, Sam, because you said you were going to address how to solve this issue, and I want just a little bit more detail on that. First, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, Sam, we already have somebody texting two times the water, one time the gas. Somebody else said it happened in my yard, the company doing the digging. So All right. 437-1620. If you had a service interruption for utilities in Gulf Breeze in the last 3 months, we're just trying to collect a number. And so you don't have to give me a date. Somebody already texted in water Saturday, 1025. Okay. But you said you guys were looking at maybe an ordinance that would put some disincentive to rushing for these folks, because right now they're getting paid by the results. Well, there's no cost to them if the water goes out, and there's no cost to them except they slow down. So let's put some balancing consideration in front of them. What's the ordinance you guys are thinking about?
Right. So, Andrew, no secret, Florida is business friendly. And so there have been, through the legislature, some recent preemption bills that local government can pass no ordinance that would negatively inhibit business. In fact, local governments now, we will be responsible for, having to draft a financial impact report on how any ordinance might negatively impact business. But here, those same businesses are impacting, the quality of life for our customers on a routine basis. I will go so far as to say routinely, right? They want it to be done fast, and and so better to ask forgiveness than permission is what we're seeing in a lot of cases. So what we're doing is we're looking at other cities where they have successfully been able to have stronger enforcement, because that's what our customers are asking for. They're saying, look, once they leave, my sod is ripped up. I've lost a tree. That's a recent one that we just experienced. Beautiful tree, leaning hard into the road. I mean, they've just left all this behind. Well, when it's in the right of way, there isn't a legal requirement for restoration. And so those are the types of things like, hey, when you leave, these are homes where they've invested in their right of way. You need to make it right. And then also, if you didn't call for that line locate, then wanting to make sure that if the city is having to pay that cost, like last night, when our service workers are out until 10 o'clock at night, working hard, maintaining pressure, we want to make sure that cost is borne by the contractor who's responsible or the sub.
Right,
so
minimum.
The city of Niceville, we have found, has been doing this correctly. So that's a model ordinance, that we're looking at. We're collecting model ordinances from other cities that have been experiencing rampant growth. Certainly, Okaloosa, County has. So those are the kind of areas that our mayor and council are looking at. Again, this will be an ordinance that our council will be discussing, and it's at the request of our customers who are saying, help us. I'm investing so much in my property. You know, it's one thing to have the nuisance of service interruption, to not have internet, you know, for days or right, even a week. Right. It's another thing to be looking, you know, at my property and not to be able to get someone on the phone to come back and make it right.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, my own boss has had an issue as well. So I definitely think that's a good step in the right direction, especially if it's happening so often that, as you say, the outages are comparable to a high storm season. Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, as always, Sam, thank you for the time. Thanks for working on this stuff, making us aware of a problem I didn't know was a problem, but I'm glad you bring it to our attention, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Sure.
820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, one of our relatively new advertisers on the show is New South Windows. There's all kinds of reasons people get new windows. Breakage is obviously one. You want to save some money on your power bill, heating and air conditioning, both. Or, you know, you can definitely insulate your home better with good windows. Noise. You have loud neighbors, or you just have a loud, you know, like you have your air conditioning unit. Sometimes people put them in because the AC is loud on the outside and they just don't want to hear it. But particularly for sun, you know, if you have a facing, like sometimes people don't do the whole home, they just do the one facing the sun. They have some pretty amazing technology in their windows, the eVantage ones that'll keep out the heat. And like literally you can put your hand on the other side of the glass with a heat lamp on the other side and you cannot feel it. It's amazing. Well, this weekend, there is a one-day sale on Saturday, November 8th. So this Saturday, New South Window Solutions are having a one-day sale. You get 40% off automatically. You can add 5% more with a military ID and another 5% if you bring in a Toys for Tots donation. So as much as 50% off windows this Saturday, one day only. You do have to purchase in the showroom. So you got to come in, bring your measurements, you know, bring all that stuff. But you can book an appointment now at newsouthwindow.com. There's 12-month no-interest financing available. It's your best chance to really save big on premium energy and efficient windows. And that's, again, at newsouthwindow.com. Some appointments are available. And they're in the Books a Million Hobby Lobby Shopping Center on Davis Highway next to Crunch, you know, kind of right in the corner in that little shopping center. Great place. Outstanding windows. If you need them, go check them out at newsouthwindows.com or newsouthwindow.com.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit FloridaBrightFutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Join Katie Shartell from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care this morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care. Today at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
Good morning, 824 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. That's Erasure. It sounds a little bit Newsboys, though, I think. So I really love that song. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good.
Thanks for that. Clean my eardrum right on out.
Sorry about that. Well, there's been apparently some threats at polling sites in New Jersey on this election day. As State Attorney General Matthew Platkin said early this morning, law enforcement responded to threats that were received by email involving certain polling places across the state. He says their police officers are working to secure all of their election sites. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has died at 84 years old. Of course, he served two terms under President George W. Bush, was a former Republican Wyoming congressman. He also served as White House Chief of Staff for President Gerald Ford and Defense Secretary under President George H.W. Bush. And here's a story that my daughter is very excited about.
Oh, well.
It's coming to Netflix, Andrew. The first four episodes of Sesame Street are premiering this month on November 10th on Netflix.
Oh, outstanding. All right, very good. Well, and particularly at a time when, you know, WSRE's future is, well, I don't even know if it's in doubt exactly, but it's, you know, it's not positive. So, oh, very, very good. Oh, by the way, I owe you an apology. You were telling this cool story about John Oliver creating this red wine for sale, which he had renamed as Cabernet Sauvignon, which, of course, the real, like, the right is, but it's clever because his name is John Oliver. And I just thought you mispronounced it, and I corrected you on the air, and you were right. So I apologize. I was so wrong.
To be fair, when you're thinking I'm mispronouncing a word, you've got a 99.9999% chance that I'm in the wrong. So
I love it. I love it.
Oh, I just feel so dumb and so bad. So thank you for accepting my apology. David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. Highway 90, 98, 29. They all look good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
All I could think when you said it was solving John, come on, man.
I know. Me too.
That was exactly the right thing. Oh. Did you see? No,
this is good.
This will warm your heart a little bit.
Aww.
In sort of the mean girl sort of way, but you'll like it. Trust me when I explain it. You'll appreciate this. So I know you remember. I know the answer is going to be yes, but you remember the Cracker Barrel kerfuffle, okay?
Yes.
They change their logo. They get rid of, you know, Uncle Festus Remus. What is his name? I can't. It doesn't matter. They get rid of the dude.
Bob.
They get rid of everything. They bland up the inside of the stores. Like, all these bad things. They're getting rid of the peg game. They're making it, you know, nice and kind. All this stuff. And then people freaked out. And they undo. Pretend it never happened eventually, right? Okay. So now, that's the background. You know all of the different memes that have been with the White House, with the East Wing, and what's going to be redesigned. It's going to be a Death Star. It's going to be I don't know. There's all kinds of them, and they're usually pretty hilarious. Have you seen the one where somebody put a Cracker Barrel?
No. In the East Wing, where the East Wing was?
It's completely not to scale, so it's kind of hilariously wrong because the cars are like the size of, you know, half of the White House. But and the joke is, well, there's only four parking spaces, so it's obviously not enough. But okay, but that's the joke, okay, is the White House with a Cracker Barrel is going to be the next thing. Okay, so Cracker Barrel retweets, or is this Instagram? I'm not sure if this is X or Instagram. They retweet the picture.
Right.
And you're apprehensive because Cracker Barrel's made a lot of missteps lately. Here's what they said with the picture of the White House with the Cracker Barrel next to it. You probably don't want us anywhere near a remodel.
Well
done.
I mean,
yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, you know, lean in the direction of embrace it, you know? And looks like the new marketing team has done better than the old marketing team.
That's right.
We'll give them the credit for that. Hey, if you're thinking about selling a house or the East Wing, if you're trying to do real estate transaction.
It's already demolished. We can't sell it.
You can sell the scraps. Rebuild. Sorry. This is how my brain works. I can't even do it. It's too far afield. There's an old philosopher problem about if you take a ship and you replace a board piece by piece by piece by piece, eventually what you've got is the same ship but with completely new parts. Is it the same ship or not? So my brain was like, well, if you take all the East Wing demolished pieces and you reassemble them somewhere else, is it still the East Wing or not? I shouldn't have explained it. I'm sorry. Anyway, Christina Leavenworth, speaking of selling good homes. Anyway, she sells about 3.5-4 homes every single week, 165 last year. You do the math. But at the peak, you know, it was over 200. And she said, look, it's easier to sell homes back then. It's harder to sell homes now. What that means is that a lot of people are not even getting a sale. Homes are sitting. And she says, a lot of times people come to us after they've already had a realtor, two realtors, five realtors. I genuinely, every time I think about it, it baffles me. I cannot wrap my brain around the just the psychological despair that you would be going through if you had to go through five realtors and then get a new one after that. And then they bring it to Christina, and Christina's like, okay, here's the price, here's the open house, here's how we're going to do it. We sell the house. You know, it's like it's, but, you know, it makes a difference who you pick as a realtor, whether they really know how to get the job done or not. So give her a call and ask her what makes her different. Don't just take my word for it. Ask her. What are you going to do differently? Because we're pretty frustrated. Or maybe it's your first one, and that's fine, too. 786-39. You don't have to wait till she's your fourth realtor. You can go early in the process. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. All right, the frivolous topic comes up next. And, of course, I'm sure Fox News will have a lot of coverage of the sudden announcement that Dick Cheney, former vice president, has passed away.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A man of consequence gone on Election Day. Former Vice President Dick Cheney died at age 84. Complications of pneumonia and cardiac disease. The former defense secretary was a hardliner who marshaled the country after 9/11.
American politics has always been a tough business. Even in 1787.
Dubbed Darth Vader by the left, but a softer side for his daughter Mary Cheney, who he accepted and defended as gay at a time of social stigma. Election day races, New York City and Minneapolis both looking at electing Muslim socialist mayors. Zohran Mamdani, Omar Fateh. The bluish states of New Jersey and Virginia considering flips, Virginia to blue, the Garden State to red. Government shutdown day 35 hits the record. Speculation Senate Democrats may vote to end it after today. Or take it to Thanksgiving. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio, 92.3, 55 degrees. We've got sunshine this morning in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Bay Minette's Police Chief Al Tolbert has resigned from the job. NBC 15 reporting Tolbert was informed by the new mayor in Bay Minette that he wouldn't be reappointed. Tolbert served as police chief since 2017. The city says a new chief will be appointed at a swearing-in ceremony. Dozens of residents in Escambia County are supporting a proposed ordinance that would preserve Navy Point Park as a public green space. That ordinance will be up for a vote by the Escambia Board of County Commissioners. It would seek to prohibit any future construction at the park, including docks and piers, and also ensure that the park remains under county stewardship. Commissioner Mike Kohler said he received over 30 emails advocating for protections. The ordinance would stipulate that it could only be repealed by a unanimous vote of the county commissioners. The Board of Commissioners meets this Thursday. They'll discuss the ordinance. Their public forum starts at 4:30 on Thursday. Well, Escambia County has begun distributing their property tax bills. News Radio's Chris Bryan says they went out last week.
Collections have begun for real estate and tangible personal property taxes in Escambia County. Escambia County tax collector Scott Lunsford confirmed this year's rolls consist of approximately 184,000 accounts, totaling over $526 million. Those bills, by the way, have been distributed for mailing. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. A Broward County girl is missing. FDLE issuing a missing child alert yesterday for 10-year-old Gabrielle Treelong. She was last seen about 5 months ago wearing a white T-shirt, long black pants, and white Crocs in Hollywood, Florida. Gabrielle was described as black, 4'8", 90 pounds. FDLE says she may be in the company of 34-year-old Pasha Davis, and they could be en route to Orlando. There's no word how they're connected. Two insurance companies are being fined for their conduct during hurricanes. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation said yesterday Kin Interinsurance Network and Slide Insurance Company were fined $250,000 each. The companies reportedly violated the state's insurance code after Hurricanes Ian and Idalia. Hurricane Insurance State Insurance Commissioner Mike Jaworski says that his office takes consumer protection very seriously. L.A. Volusia County judge has sentenced two convicted killers to death again.
that Mr. Hunter be sentenced to death as follows. And after careful consideration, the court agrees with the jury's recommendation that Mr. Victorino be sentenced to death as follows.
Jerome Hunter and Troy Victorino were found guilty about 20 years ago after six people and a dog were killed in Deltona over a stolen Xbox console and other items. Victorino and Hunter's original death sentence was overturned. Another sentencing ended in a mistrial. Both men are expected to appeal the decision. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're rolling accident-free right now, taking a look at I-10, I-110. They look good. Highway 90, 98, and 29 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today. Plenty of sunshine, high near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 56. For Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, high near 77. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Going into Thursday, plenty of sunshine, high near 77 degrees. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 64. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 58 degrees with sunshine in Pensacola. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. Your money now. Taking a look at our markets at the opening bell. They are down today. The Dow is down 435 points at 46,901. That is just under 1%. The S&P 500 down 1.25% at 67.45 this morning. NASDAQ down about 1.75% at 23,428.579. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate down a bit at 4.091% today. Gold prices are down 34.90 at 3,979.10. Silver down 70 cents at 47.35. Looking at crypto prices today, Bitcoin's down over 3,500 at 103.92. Ethereum down 111.50 at 34.81. Rest of the crypto market following suit. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines. This week, Tesla shareholders vote on a pay package that could make Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire.
Thursday's shareholder meeting will focus on the fate of CEO Elon Musk's $1 trillion performance-based compensation package and his continuing control of Tesla. During a recent earnings call, Musk pushed for greater control, saying there needs to be enough voting control to give a strong influence, but not so much, quote, that I can't be fired if I go insane. Musk hinted he'd consider leaving Tesla if the pay deal is rejected. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Waymo plans to expand its robo-taxi service to three more cities next year. The company says they want to launch service in Detroit, Las Vegas, and San Diego in early 2026. Then Waymo planning to expand again even more in 2027, including into South Florida. There are differing opinions in the Trump administration on inflation. The Treasury Department said this week that inflation remained above the target of 2% for the third quarter. President Trump said on CBS that, quote, we have no inflation. The president added that he's already taken care of inflation, saying 2% was the perfect inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says inflation came in at about 3% on an annual basis in September. And it is 8:38. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive.
How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money?
Find out how Thursday at 9:30 on Pep Talk. You'll hear about how precious metals are a great hobby and investment. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold and silver. That's Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's frivolous topic is deep personal questions. You ready? Deep personal questions. Meg has already gone in despair. All right, perfect.
Gosh.
It's not really. It's just my misdirection.
He just wanted to say it.
Yeah, I just want to make you feel uncomfortable. Yeah. So that's my thing. So I told you the other day about this study where people are talking about how often they use different methods of payment for things. And, you know, the young people are using their phone about half the time, a little shy of half the time, which I've never used my phone for anything to pay. I mean, if I had to, like for the app.
I can teach you.
I don't want to learn.
Okay.
For credit card and debit card are the primary things. You know, each about a third of all payments are credit card or debit card. But third, for many years in a row now, is cash. You know, cash is the dispreferred method of payment. In fact, you're sometimes kind of impeding things if you use cash and all that. So my question to you is, it's in the like 23, I think, percent. I'm going on memory here. 23 or 25% that all transactions are done with cash. So 437-1620, question of the day is, do you even carry cash? And how much? How much cash do you have on you at any given moment? John?
I have like...
By the way, John carries, so...
Yeah. I have like three...
As do I.
$3 in my wallet just in case I need an emergency tip or...
$3?
That's it, dude.
Stop it.
I ain't got no money. I work in radio.
You three?
Remember?
Wait, $3? What
yes.
Is this, a Better Off Dead sketch? $2. What, $3 in your wallet?
Yeah.
Total?
Just in case I need to leave a tip. Everything else is on my phone, on my cards.
Okay, well, that's why I like to do these topics, because you never know what you're going to find out. 437-1620. Do you carry cash at all? Because I'm sure some people don't carry any.
No, I...
John, $3 on purpose?
Well, just in case I need to leave a tip or something.
And
or
that's
the
amount
little,
you settled on for emergencies
no,
is $3.
At least I won't be completely, you know, completely not leaving.
So if you're running on empty, you get to the gas station, the credit card machine is down, you're like...
I got $3 in here.
I can limp home on that.
Exactly.
Right, fair enough. Meg... Do you carry cash?
I do.
And how much?
About $50.
Okay.
And so I usually do it, and I have like a 20, a 10, fives, and singles, so that I have
a variety of options.
Variety of options. I also have a little stash somewhere, which I'm not going to reveal, which has about $200 in
okay.
it.
Okay. So you're prepared.
Where's your bag at?
It's not in the bag, though.
She's from New York. It could be anywhere.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
So, but I just think you should have cash. You just never know.
I've
been through enough hurricanes where the ATMs were down. And
well,
I mean, I just,
that's a whole different story.
I mean,
we're talking about normal
times.
Well,
cash at the house. I assume everybody is smart enough in the Gulf Coast that you have cash at your house.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's smart to have a little something set aside.
I'm the same way. It hasn't been that often,
mm-hmm.
but there have been enough times you know, where you're in a situation, it's like running out of gas. You'll only do it once unless you're a fool.
And when I travel, I will carry it too because of gas stations. I'll carry a little extra. I'll carry more than that when I'm making a trip up to Atlanta or something like that. Just in case.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way. And
that may be old school. I don't know. But I just don't trust that the cards are always going to be available or working.
Right. And you might get to a place that only takes cash or you might need it for whatever reason.
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Almost every transaction I do is on a credit card. Almost every single one.
Me too.
Almost never. I haven't.
Credit or debit.
In fact, it's kind of funny because my wife will occasionally go through and she'll switch out the credit cards, which one has a good deal on it or not that month or that 90 days. But she'll also make sure I've got, you know, enough money, kind of operating money, whatever. Or if we're going on a trip, it's more or less whatever.
Your allowance.
And she'll sometimes ask, you know, hey, you know, did you go to the store? What'd you spend cash on? And I'm like, it's 4 weeks ago. I don't know. I mean, I bought a buck DVD at the library. I mean, I have no idea because I use it so rarely.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's regular money, probably about 50, you know, and then an emergency 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have had the same emergency 100 in my money clip. It's like frayed at the edges. It's been in there for probably 10 or 20 years.
Wow.
That one. Yeah. But I do remember one time I needed it and I had to use it because, you know, I needed it all of a sudden. And the other thing is, you know, this was one of the things that I gained out of Amway a long time ago when I was in it, is somebody made the comment and said, you know, if you have $100 in your wallet, then you're never broke.
Oh,
and
okay.
Psychologically, you always have $100.
That's true.
Don't spend it. You always have $100. And, you know, so I have the most wasted piece of paper in the universe sitting in my money clip right now. You can't have it, John.
But I'll take it, though. So that way it's not wasted.
You know what else I have?
Hold on, 437-1620. We got texts coming in. We'll get to those in a second. Let's get John Pickens with his traffic on the Robbery Fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Apple Market. Catering makes the holidays easy. Fresh, delicious meals for any gathering. Stress-free and festive. Order today. Apple Market, 1021 Scenic Highway in Pensacola. No accidents to report to you right now. Still looking good on I-10, I-110, Highway 90-29. All flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
Hey, if you need any kind of video service done, it could be for client testimonials for an ad. It could be for just doing an ad. It could be for like a walkthrough of your business or your home or maybe documentation of structural damage before or after a storm. Or it could be something in the air where you just want to, you know, you're building a subdivision. You want to film a video of the subdivision before, during, and after. Pelican Drones. They do all of this stuff. I know in their name it's drones, okay? So you think, well, I'm not using a drone. No. Ground-based footage, interview footage, sitting around a meeting, whatever the case may be, anything you need video for, they can do it. And they work with big clients. I mean, they work with Portofino and FDOT and Visit Alabama and Innisfree, and they work with individual homeowners all the time. You can buy their services by the hour, by the half day, by the day, whatever the case may be. And then, you know, get the raw materials, which you then own, and then you can, you know, do ads for the next 6 months. Again, I don't know what your need is, but if you need video, think Pelican Drones. Find out more at pelicandrones.com. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, do you carry cash on your person? If so, how much routinely? And I'd be kind of curious if people carry change. I haven't carried change for years. Change goes immediately into, like, if I have a space in the car to do it, that's where it goes. And then it goes in the house eventually. And then eventually, I guess it goes to the bank. I don't know. It's not in my wheelhouse. So change is annoying. But bills, like I said, about $50-ish in spending money in case I need it, and then an emergency 100. I was always raised on the emergency 100. Always have 100 in your wallet just in case. 437-1620. But before we get to the call, the text, you're going to say something, Meg. You
have
something?
I forgot. I also have a lucky $2 bill that my dad gave me.
Oh, okay. So you have a keepsake, a charm.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. $2
bill. That's kind of cool. That's like having a photo in your wallet.
Yeah.
Which is something else we should talk about a different time.
And
I don't think anybody does that anymore.
I have a little change pocket.
Let's see. Somebody says, always usually carry about $200. I'm over 55, LOL. I'm not there yet, but I'm close. Let's see. I carry cash. Somebody says most of the time around $20. I just think 20 won't get you far in an emergency. But then again, 100 won't get you all that far in an emergency. It might get you a toe, maybe. You know, that's kind of where my head's at.
Might get you started.
Right. Let's see. Yes, but usually no more than 100, says James. Craig says, my wallet doesn't even have the option of carrying cash. So no cash. How does your wallet not have the option of carrying cash?
I was going to say, that's just, wow.
I don't understand
that
answer.
Imagine.
That's a weird one. By the way, I'm a money clip guy, not a wallet guy, but that's a different conversation. Somebody says $25. Somebody says $520s. That's a good amount. Yeah, 50s and 100s, you sometimes have trouble spending them.
Yes.
You know, so you got to, you know, 20s are certainly more useful. Let's see. Yes, plenty of money. You never know when something might happen. This is a little on the higher end. Somebody says, I always carry between $300 and $500 in cash. I have to be prepared in case you come across a good deal on a gun. Oh, okay. All right. I see you.
ATMs.
If you can get to them.
Well, at a gun store, they always have them right beside the thing.
That's a good point. Okay, fair enough. This is somebody else says, I want to play it. I don't want to just say it. I'm a big fan of you. I always want to play it. I can't find it fast enough. Well, I always carry one. Oh, no, wait. Here it goes. I got it. I'm sorry for wasting your time here for a second. Put my computer on, John. Is my computer on? There you go.
$1 million.
In a briefcase, obviously, or in your shoe, you know, like a New Yorker.
You just see the visual, though, in your mind as soon as you hear that.
Primary method for payment is credit card. Carry cash, about $50 for an emergency or contingency, between $25 and $100, perhaps higher if traveling. Oh, that's definitely true. Higher if traveling. Let's see. I use my debit or phone. I have $300 on cash at me at all times. I carry cash at all times. That was Steve. I carry cash at all times, especially when I'm going to a restaurant because more restaurants are charging the customer. Yeah, oh, that's true. Some places are charging you to use a credit card.
Oh.
So it's nice to have the cash, you know, to be able to pay just cash if you want to avoid that. I used to have cash, then I had kids.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, by the way, credit, this is the person who explained earlier that it's not woman-splaining, it's just marriage. So this person's on fire today. Dave Ramsey says cash is king. I always have $100 in my wallet cash plus to spend. The reason is because it's a hindrance in most places is because the register can't make change in their head, and if the machine doesn't tell them how much to give it back, they're in trouble. That's the precursor to a mathnasium ad that's true. Only if my wife leaves any cash in my wallet for me to use.
Wise man.
There you go. I never carry cash. I used to never carry cash, but now that I have young kids, I try to keep an equal amount of cash to disperse evenly. So basically $20. Jim says, on weekends, I take my wife out to eat. Restaurants are charging cash price. There you go. Same thing. Save on the collect the fee. I always collect change by the time I cash in at the bank. It's $300 or $400. Wow. That's
nice.
All right. Let's see. 20 to 100, depending. Replenish at 20. No change since they got rid of the toll baskets. Oh, that's an interesting point. You could use to pay with toll money. I always keep 20 in my my bad dude wallet. I'm translating for radio. Like the one in Pulp Fiction. You get what it normally says. 150 is normal, more during hurricane season. Somebody says, Andrew, is this the explanation, finally, for why you don't make any sense?
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, Pennair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
$2. Cash.
Oh, by the way, Mayor Mike, who is in here getting ready to do the garden line for Pep Talk, he makes a good point. He says, if you want to do local businesses a favor and it's not too, you know, inconvenient, pay them in cash so that they don't have to pay the credit card fee. I know that's a good point. All right.
But that means I got to find an ATM that doesn't charge me a fee.
John, you can
money.
Just go to the bank.
But
the bank has your money. The bank will give you your money. They won't even charge you for giving you your money.
They'll keep it. I mean, the $4 that I do have in there.
The level of, like, frustration that John is experiencing over this cash discussion as a carrier of $3 cash money.
I know.
That, I got to go to the ATM.
And you got to find one.
Okay, no. Wait, though. I actually have a question. This is going to make me look terrible, but it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Your ATM charges you a fee?
Not the one if it's your bank.
At your bank, but elsewhere.
Well, okay, yeah. See,
I haven't used it.
Well, when they charge you $354, I'm like.
I would never pay a fee to get my money. No. I grew up in Chicago, and in Chicago it was easy in the day 40 years ago, you know, where every bank had ATMs. It was always free all the time. You know, there was then they started changing all those rules. But I'm trying to think of when the last time I used an ATM. It's probably college. Yeah, so probably 35, 30 years, something like that. Yeah. All right, where were we? John, with traffic on the fives. John?
Let's see here. No accidents to report to you, nor delays. We are all flowing good this morning. I'm John Pickens, looking for ATMs with no fees. News Radio 92.3.
By the way, I have never in my life used an ATM machine.
What?
What?
What? Well, we're all going what?
They're just ATMs. You don't need to say machine twice.
Oh, gosh.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Boy.
All right. That's another.
Do you have like two spare tires now that you can put on your car?
Mm-hmm. Here's how I figured. I'm going to have fun. If y'all have fun, that's your responsibility. Did you see this story? This is from over the weekend. Maybe it was last week. I don't know. It's not breaking news at this point, but I never did get to it when it happened. Headline. International paper cantonment mill spills nearly 2 million gallons of wastewater into 11 Mile Creek. I saw this on social media. And so what I did, what you're supposed to do, I called, you know, IP. I had a good friend who works, she's the IP PIO, and I called her and said, so it seems to me like this isn't a big story. She's like, well, we put out a statement. And she can't say more than that because that's her job, okay? But here's what the statement from Whitney Fike actually said. Following the extreme rain in our area this week, we experienced an overflow of rainwater. Oh, no!
Does that happen?
Yeah. And fully treated effluent. Also, oh, no! You can drink it. I mean, it's not potable technically, but you can drink it. It's fine. Into 11 Mile Creek. We notified the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, FDEP. Samples of the water confirmed no threat to the environment. This overflow occurred despite mill efforts to impound the excess water from a rain event. That was the 5-inch rain we had, okay, depending where you were. It was 5 at my house, I know. Healthy watersheds are essential to our community, and we are committed to working with regulatory agencies to resolve this issue. This was the giantest non-story ever. But I saw people on social media, oh, yeah. Shh. It's rainwater. It's stormwater. And it's treated effluent, which is almost totally clean water. Like, you can spray that on your lawn. It's fine. And all it did is they have a containment area for big rains, and it it wasn't a break. It just exceeded the capacity. And so what it did is it, instead of being piped down to the wetlands where they put all their treated effluent, it just went into 11 Mile Creek, which is, I mean, like, you know, wastewater treatment plants discharge into waterways a lot of times, like the one in Milton discharges into the waterway. So I saw this story, and then I saw all the people all worked up about it online. I think, just stop. Learn what you're talking about before you make a big deal about something. This is a massive non-story. You know what is kind of a cool story is, you know, the old dirt cheap on Olive just east of Davis?
It used to be there? Yeah.
Right, right. That's that shopping mall
right.
that's there. Right behind there on Olive, there's a food truck court, I guess, going in. Edward Bunch, writing for the PNJ, says there's a food truck park coming to Ferry Pass. It's right behind the old dirt sheet building. It's you can see it there now. I think there's a food truck or there or two there. But they're going to have 12 parking spaces, 6 food trucks is the plan. Mini grab-and-go commissary, so like a kind of a convenience store of sorts. I'm going to butcher this name because I don't speak Spanish. Pupuseria, Nuevo, Amanecer? Best I got. So, you know, they bought the property for $140,000 in May. Milton resident Philip Gossi, and now they're going to develop it into a food truck court. So you have another option. What did I do? What did I do?
No comment, sir.
Bad Spanish?
Olé. Stream us at newsradio923.com.